The North Carolina High School Athletics Association removed the mask mandate following North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services' new guidance on mask usage. The NCHSAA said student athletes who want to continue to wear one are allowed to do so. Any student athletes and coaches not actively participating or unable to social distance should still wear masks. Mask usage hasn't been the only difference in high school sports this past year. Victor Hensley, the sports editor for Chatham News and Record, said virtual learning impacted teams' eligibility to compete if they fail to meet NCHSAA academic standards.
Some of these sports teams are actually doing much more poorly than they have in the past because they just don't have the players to compete.
Hensley said he recently looked into two Chatham High School football teams, Chatham Central and Jordan Matthews. The Jordan Matthews team only had 27 players eligible on their football roster. This means more than 50% of the team's potential roster was ineligible to play. Because the high school football season started in the spring, grades from the fall semester were used to calculate players' eligibility.
And by the end, I think it was by their final game, they only had 17 players that were eligible to play when it comes to like injuries and stuff like that too. So, I mean, when you're trying to field and play football games with 17 players, that's rough.
Hensley said many of the students are being impacted by academic ineligibility because of challenges involved with virtual learning, including bad internet, poor homework environments, and lack of focus for 8-hour Zoom class days. Coaches are reaching out to ineligible players who are now back in the classroom. Hensley said coaches hope those players can become eligible for fall sports, which pick up in August.
A lot of coaches are like calling their students daily. They don't get to see them every day and like saying, hey, you got to get your work in because we want to see you on the field and we want to see you succeed both in the classroom and on the field. So you have to get this part done to be able to hang out with your friends and compete with your teammates. So I think you're seeing a lot of coaches kind of step up, which is great to see, and try to kind of keep their kids on top of it and keep them motivated.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.